Welcome to the Confluence Investment Management Asset Allocation Weekly Report for October 8th, 2021. Has Bitcoin become a substitute for gold? And is there a fit for Bitcoin within a risk-sensitive investment portfolio? I'm Phil Adler. Joining us to address these questions is Confluence Investment Management market strategist Patrick Fearon Hernandez. First, Patrick, has Bitcoin become a substitute for gold? Didn't Fed Chairman Jerome Powell ask and then answer this question earlier this year?
Well, first, thanks for having me on the show, Phil. To answer your question, a lot of people have different ideas regarding Bitcoin, whether it qualifies as money and whether it's a substitute for gold, etc. In the study that we're discussing today, we wanted to take a statistical approach to the question. As I'm sure we'll discuss in more detail, we found good evidence that once Bitcoin reached a kind of critical mass in terms of its trading and market capitalization beginning in mid-2020, it seems to have taken on the characteristics of being a substitute for gold.
Can both Bitcoin and gold be legitimately valued as hedges against inflation?
Well, Bitcoin could be a hedge against inflation if its value in dollars goes up along with inflation. If that happens, Bitcoin's purchasing power would go up even as prices rise, and that's what many Bitcoin investors seem to be expecting. And of course, it would be the same thing with gold.
Well, what's the history of the two? Do their values move in concert with each other?
Well, here's one way to look at it. Over just the last 5 years, Bitcoin values have risen at an average rate of 135% per year, and gold prices have risen at a rate of 5.5% per year. Both have risen faster than the consumer price index, which rose at a rate of 2.6% per year over the same period, but obviously Bitcoin grew its purchasing power much more dramatically than gold did.
Well, Patrick, you say that while Bitcoin and gold have both risen in value in the past 5 years, the relationship in the past year has diverged, and that now rising Bitcoin prices are associated with falling gold prices. Does this mean that investors, both big and small, are turning their backs on gold?
Well, there's been a lot of anecdotal talk that some investors now see Bitcoin as a substitute for gold. But the fact that rising Bitcoin prices are now associated with falling gold prices suggests to us that some investors are indeed turning their backs on gold in favor of Bitcoin. In other words, they're seeing Bitcoin as a substitute for gold.
Patrick, can you spend a few moments talking about how Bitcoin and gold differ in terms of their appealing characteristics?
Well, while gold has a much longer history, both are now seen as being a store of value, and in some cases, they've served as a medium of exchange. The advantage with Bitcoin is that it's much easier to transfer to other parties or to ship to other places. It also doesn't require a secure physical vault and security guards. Of course, gold has its own advantages, such as being palpable and being transformable into works of art or jewelry. Nevertheless, many investors today are enthralled by the way Bitcoin seems to be so much like money or an asset that will hold its value as inflation increases.
Well, if Bitcoin's major appeal compared to gold is portability, the facility for instant cross-border payments as well as anonymity, would a trend toward regulation diminish that appeal?
Well, it probably would. The regulatory push surrounding Bitcoin is all about getting control over it, which would almost certainly gum up the various technological processes for transferring it from person to person or preserving anonymity. So even if Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies aren't banned outright, significant regulation on them would likely make them less appealing to at least some investors.
Do you think regulation of Bitcoin is a foregone conclusion?
Yes. Governments around the world are likely to clamp down on all manner of cryptocurrencies in order to maintain their financial sovereignty. China's recent move to ban the use of cryptocurrencies is probably a key example of that. But at the same time, financial regulators in places like the US and the EU have become increasingly vocal about setting down new rules for cryptocurrencies.
Patrick, could you go into it a little bit more how China's recent actions regarding cryptocurrencies figure into all this?
Well, China's outright ban on owning and trading cryptocurrencies, even outside China, is perhaps the limit case or the best example of what a full ban would look like. But the trajectory of China's crackdown also carries lessons. For example, China's crackdown actually began years ago with actions like banning crypto exchanges and discouraging crypto mining. It was only in the last couple of weeks that we saw the government impose an outright ban on owning cryptocurrencies. This illustrates how there's all manner of regulatory steps besides an outright ban. So even though Bitcoin values have risen far faster than inflation, and even though investors currently seem to be rolling out of gold in order to buy Bitcoin, treating Bitcoin as a substitute for gold, well, that might be a risky move. You just can't predict when the government might impose strict new regulations on Bitcoin or impose an outright ban.
Well, if inflation lingers longer and is deeper than expected, do you expect both gold and Bitcoin will benefit?
Yes. Against the backdrop of currency debasement and potentially sticky inflation, we think investors will be looking for all kinds of inflation protection. Many have been and will continue to buy Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, while others have been and will continue to buy precious metals, commodities, and inflation-protected bonds. But each investor needs to consider the relative advantages and disadvantages of those various assets.
Well, I've read that some portfolio managers do see Bitcoin and gold as complementary rather than competitive investments. What do you think of this idea?
Well, until fairly recently, that was probably a good way to look at the relationship. However, after taking a close, detailed look at Bitcoin and gold prices over time, we think the evidence now suggests that Bitcoin is being seen by many investors as a substitute for gold. Our analysis shows that beginning around late summer 2020, increases in Bitcoin prices have been associated with declines in gold prices. That suggests that many investors are rolling into Bitcoin after selling portions of their gold portfolios. As we discussed earlier, the problem is that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies seem to have a lot of regulatory risks, and so we think we'd feel more comfortable with gold and silver.
Does Confluence Investment Management currently include Bitcoin in any of its investment portfolio recommendations?
No, we don't. The risks associated with Bitcoin are just too high right now, over and above the fact that the products available to invest in Bitcoin are still so new and underdeveloped or untested.
But would an increase in Bitcoin regulation increase or decrease the likelihood that Bitcoin might be included in Confluence model portfolios?
A fully developed regulatory framework that provided standard investor protections and was well settled and understood might eventually make us more comfortable with cryptocurrency investments, but that still seems to be off in the future. For now, we think it's prudent to remain on the sidelines regarding cryptocurrencies.
Patrick, if Confluence Investment Management was to become more comfortable with Bitcoin, which portfolios would be most likely to include it?
Most likely, Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies would be more appropriate for our strategies that accept more risk. They probably would not be appropriate for strategies focused on income or risk reduction.
Well, as we conclude and sum up, I guess it's time to drive home the main point. Is it fair to say that if an investor is looking for a current inflation hedge, your recommendation is definitely gold over Bitcoin?
Yes, that's right. Despite the huge returns that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies have shown over the last few years, we still think their risks are also huge. For now, we still think it makes sense to focus on the more traditional inflation hedges such as gold.
And what is Confluence Investment Management expecting in terms of gold prices going forward?
Well, in the short term, I would say we're neutral with the expectation that gold would be trading somewhere around $1,800 per ounce, which is fairly close to current levels. However, looking forward into the longer term, we're certainly bullish. In the longer term, we think fair value for gold will be about $2,400 per ounce. The implied price appreciation from here is why we think gold should be a viable way to hedge inflation risk over time.
Thank you, Patrick. Our discussion today is based upon sources and data believed to be accurate and reliable. We wish to state that opinions and forward-looking statements expressed are subject to change without notice. This information does not constitute a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security. Our engineer is Dane Stoll. I'm Phil Adler.